Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
For the first time in the history of the House, a committee has been created to investigate ongoing criminal investigations by the Justice Department, including criminal investigations by the Justice Department of Republican members of Congress, some of whom want to be members of the new subcommittee to investigate the investigators who are investigating them. Here is who the Republicans will not be investigating.
So have you made any decision as to how you're going to handle George Santos in his time?
No, but I'll tell you when we do.
So no investigation of a pathological liar who lied about every single aspect of his personal history and lied about his income and delivered a mysterious $700,000 contribution to his campaign. No investigation of any of that. No investigation of George Santos.
Given all that we know now about what Congressman Santos lied about his resume, the various inquiries into him at the federal and local level, do you think that he should be a member of Congress?
Well, you saw him seated last week. There were no challenges to that. This is something that's being handled internally. Obviously, there were concerns about what we had heard. And so we're going to have to sit down and talk to him about it. And that's something that we're going to deal with, just like there's a lot of other things we're going to deal with.
What? So we're going to have to sit down and talk to him about it. George Santos is under criminal investigation by the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. George Santos is under criminal investigation by the Attorney General of the state of New York. George Santos is under criminal investigation by the Republican District Attorney on Long Island. But George Santos is not going to be under investigation at any time by the Republican House of Representatives.
Oh, hello, everybody. Hello. Happy birthday, Howard. Happy birthday to, my dream boat, Howard, from your shipwreck, Randy. Happy birthday, honey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Howard.
Happy birthday. He is so old, Brett. Oh, my God. He is so old.
He looks amazing. You are lucky.
But you know how old he is? He remembers when George Santos was Jewish. That's how old he is. That's a long time. I mean, just really. He was so old, he thought the House might end up in the hands of the Know Nothing Party a la 1855. This is, Howard's memories of serving in, as a lobbyist.
This is how you treat him on his birthday?
Well, the Know Nothing Party, I mean, in a sense, that has happened, hasn't it? That has actually occurred. But happy birthday to him, the guy that is brave enough to live with moi, with me. Yes, brave enough to live with me. But I have to tell you, this craziness that's going on in the House, it's just beginning. This is just the start of what is headed our way. Yes, yesterday they voted to set up a committee that they are lovingly calling the Weaponization of the Federal Government Committee. I mean... Is that projection just right there in the name? It is unbelievable to me. And it is actually going to occur that the people who, and I mean plural, people, more than one, the Jim Jordan and the people in the House of Representatives who are currently in contempt of Congress, meaning they did not show up when Congress subpoenaed them to ask them questions about their involvement in our coup that we had here that was broadcast around the globe and is now apparently our major export in the United States. Because, anybody that's watching Brazil knows that Brazil looked exactly like January 6th in the United States, right down to this guy that was wearing a, buffalo headdress, with horns on it, except our crazy guy was wearing red, white, and blue and was tattooed, and this guy was wearing Brazil's colors, like green and yellow. But other than that, just it's like identical. And I will tell you that the Supreme Court in Brazil, that was attacked, by the way. The Supreme Court in Brazil has ordered the arrest of Bolsonaro's ex-minister, security guy, like let's say our Michael Flynn, you know, the national security advisor to Donald Trump, Michael Flynn, who then left that position and became Michael Flynn. I don't know. But, you know, the Supreme Court, a Brazilian Supreme Court ordered the arrest Tuesday of the capital's most recent public security chief. That's where he went after he was the justice minister. So imagine if Bill Barr, the AG of the United States, didn't bail out, didn't take his golden parachute or whatever golden thing he took to get out of there, and instead said, I'll take another job. I'll become the public security. I'll become the, you know, the Capitol police chief, or I'll become the head of the National Guard or whatever it is, right? Because that's what happened here. And so the Supreme Court actually ordered this guy to be arrested for, you know, an inside job in Brazil, meaning that he saw all these protesters who were gathering for months, just like us. Just like us, we have recordings of, you know, Stuart Rhodes on with, Alex Jones conspiring against the United States, just saying out loud that he had done reconnaissance and that they were ready and that, if the president calls them, they will become the new militia. That is exactly what happened in Brazil. The only reason why they couldn't arrest this dude, his name is Alexandra de Moraes is the judge, and he ordered the arrest of Anderson Torres, who was Bolsonaro's justice minister, before taking over this month as the public security chief in Brasilia, the capital of Brazil, where thousands of protesters vandalized the Supreme Court, the Congress, and the presidential offices on Sunday. The only reason why they didn't arrest him, Mr. Torres, because he's in Florida with Bolsonaro. He's here. They're both here. Bolsonaro is in Orlando, and this Torres guy is also in Orlando saying, I'm vacationing. And they also requested the arrest of a guy named Fabio Augustus Vieira, the head of the Brazil's military police, one of the key officials responsible for protecting the government buildings. Okay. So I just want to let you know that when we went to talk to Jim Jordan, when we went to subpoena certain people that were part of this mess, okay, they justified the subpoena. They said, no, we're not going to, respond to a congressional subpoena. And now they're in charge of the Judiciary Committee. I mean, what could go wrong? How could this go south? How could this be, not a great thing? I mean, how could it, be anything but fabulously illustrative of, the problems that the FBI has, or the NSA has, or the DNI has? I mean, and that's what they're saying. Now, you know what's really fascinating to me? Do you know who actually vouches for some of these miscreants? You know, there are some people that used to be on the left that went so far left that they're now on the right, so far on the right that they appear on Fox News to advocate against the United States. Literally, they join Tucker Carlson and they join Sean Hannity. So, I just thought I would show you this because I ran across this on Twitter last night. If you could just show my screen, Brett, that would be good. Thank you. This is a tweet from Glenn Greenwald, who lives in Brazil. And he says, meet George Santos, the first ever Brazilian-American and first ever openly gay Republican elected to Congress in U.S. history, the son of working-class immigrant parents who left Brazil for the U.S. Congressman-elect Santos was born and raised in Jackson Heights, Queens. And then George Santos tweets back at Glenn Greenwald on the official George Santos for Congress stationery, thank you. Something really ugly is going on in this country with regard to, Glenn Greenwald, who's decided he needs to live in Brazil, Edward Snowden, who decided he needs to live in Russia. What the hell is going on?